good to have you with us tonight. Appreciate you coming out. Hopefully we'll have a wonderful time with fellowship and getting to hear about the life adventure that we went on. One of the questions that I get is, especially from the kids, like, why do we have to share? What's that all about? And the truth of it is, it's a learning tool. It's a training thing for them because they've just gotten poured into, and now they get a chance to share with you guys first as far as what their experience is. They've already shared probably with their families, but it's a training tool for them to go forward that as God does things in their life and they experience things, that they're able to share the love of God with their feet and hands, of course, but also with conversations that they have, whether it's their students that are with them at school, their friends in the neighborhood, other family members. They get to share what the Lord is doing in their lives. And this is just part of the learning process, part of the teaching process that they get to go through. So we're going to have a little bit of experience of life tonight. We're going to show a video so you can see what the kids were doing for the week. And then we're also going to sing a couple of songs that were prevalent and kind of the favorites of the week that we did there at Life. So let's open up with prayer and then we'll have some worship time. Father, we just give you thanks and glory that you have designed things that come into our lives that shape us, that mold us, that teach us, that draw us closer to you. And that's our heart's desire, is to learn these things, put them into practice, and simply become more like Jesus every day. And Father, we just thank you for the events that you put into our lives, for the people you put into our lives, and for the events that happen that change us and mold us and make us more like Jesus. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello. I'm Stacy, for those of you who don't know, and I had the opportunity to go as a leader with these guys, and this is actually my third Life conference that I've been to, first one as a leader, and Life is just such a cool experience to go and hear about God and just have something different than what we're used to in church, and it's even different than camp, and hopefully these guys are able to share some of that and talk about how God spoke to them during this week. Couple of things that were cool to me going to this. Some of these guys I've known since before they were born. Some of them I just met within the last year. And so it was cool to get to know them on a different level this week. It was a couple weeks ago. But and just kind of see how God spoke to them in different ways and how I could see, you know, their personality shine and different stuff like that. It was just fun to hang out with them and get to know them a little bit better. Let's see. I don't really have like one full cohesive like thing, but I've got a couple of different thoughts that I want to talk about. So one of them was the worship was really good. I love worship. I think that's always my favorite part about any of these types of events. And one of the songs that stood out to me was called "Where Would I Be?" And the chorus of it is just, "Where would I be without you? Where would I be without your love? Oh, I can't say thank you enough." And that just kind of repeated in my heart as we were going through this, of just like being grateful for everything that I have and just remembering that God has given it all to me, that I couldn't have done any of it on my own. And, you know, through where I'm at with my job and my family and all of that, like, that's all from God. And I just have to remember to give thanks for that. And even giving thanks to be able to go on this trip with these guys and all of that that came with that. One of the kind of lessons, I guess, that stood out to me was the last night. The sermon was on Jesus is greater than my reputation. And the part that stood out to me was where she was talking about in Acts. He was writing. The very first verse in Acts 1 says, "In my former book," which he's referring to Luke, "I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach." And she focused on that word "began." And I just thought it was really cool because at the end of the Gospels, Jesus has died and gone to heaven. And so when it says his work began, you kind of question that. And it's like his work is still continuing on through the Holy Spirit, but also through us. And so he's still loving on people and working through me and through us every day. And we got to remember that as we go forward. And just remember that we're showing Jesus and he's working through us in what we do. So.
finish my notes. Okay. Okay. My name is Hope, for those of you who don't know me. So I'm going to start off by saying thank you to you guys for donating and making it possible for us to go to Life this year, because it was an experience like no other. I've never experienced anything even close to it, or even something that would, like, compare to it. Okay, so we had seminars every single day. You had to go to one seminar a day, and the seminar that stood out to me was the Battling Through Grief one. Our speaker, she was just amazing at explaining everything and making sure it connected back to real life experiences. It wasn't like a robot speaking to us. It was like, okay, it was like she was speaking from her heart and making sure that we understood everything that was happening. Now, worship was definitely my favorite part of the whole entire experience, because worship has always been had a special place in my heart, and music is like my escape to everything. So, my favorite song was also Where Would I Be Without You, because on Friday night, the seminar got to me in a way that where after that worship, that was the first time ever to the song Where Would I Be Without You, that was the first time I ever cried to a worship song and actually like gave my heart to Jesus. You guys all made the same points. Sorry. Okay. The services were all amazing. We had different speakers for each service, and they all had a different way of speaking and about the topics that they were given, but they all connected it back to one thing, that Jesus is greater than everything, and that he is the one thing that we should be focusing on in our life that is important, and that he's greater than everything. We also did a service project at this place. I don't remember what the place is called. The Land of Hope. Okay, they grow things in the garden in the back to give away to the community, and we helped them plant, we helped them pick the weeds. Some people helped them in the library, and each group had a different place that they went to, and we helped out the local community in Orlando. We also had experiences. We had missions, justice, and prayer. My favorite was the justice experience, because throughout my whole life, one of the main things that I've always loved to talk about and bring awareness to was human trafficking. And the justice experience was mostly about human trafficking, and it brought it into a different light more than it already was in my life. So it made me realize that when I grow up, I don't just want to focus on my career, but also bringing awareness and putting a stop to human trafficking. I want to say one last thanks to you guys for donating, and that I can't wait until we go again. And by the time we go again, I'll already be graduated as a senior. That sounds crazy, but I'm excited. I'm really excited to go. And even before life ended, I was already looking forward to going again. So thank you.
I'm Nevaeh. For everybody that doesn't know me, and I just wanted to say thank you for all the donations to make it possible for us to attend Life this year. And Life was a very amazing experience for us, especially the the missions experience that we had, and the justice human trafficking one. I like the human trafficking a lot, like Hope said, because it was like more personal and like taught us more about what goes around us, because it happens a lot more than we know. And it talked about a lot of our communities, and like it's close to home. It doesn't just happen in other countries and stuff. And it taught us a lot about that. And the missions experience was really good, because we went through different rooms and different countries, and it taught us like the percentage that knows about God, and like how many like churches are in like all those countries, and just really taught us a lot about that. And the seminars taught us a lot, too. We went to one every day, like Hope said. And my personal favorite was the Breathing Through Grief, because she spoke on a more personal level and compared it to everybody, like, in the room's personal life, and just said how much important it was to battle grief. And, it was just really personal for that one. And then we got to go serve our Orlando community by going to the Land of Hope, and we went through and planted and dug up everything, pulled all the weeds for about 3 hours that day. Some of us worked in the libraries. There was two groups that was with us. And we just cleaned everything up and spent a lot of time there. And one of my favorite things were the night worships in particular, because the morning worships, everybody was just waking up. And the night worships, it was really much better because, like, all the kids went up to the front and, like, you met a lot of people in the mosh pit or whatever we had. And, like, people crowd surfed, like, Aiden. And it was just so much better. We met a lot of people during the worship time and connected a lot more. And I really liked the speakers that we had, morning service speakers. They taught us a lot. Like, Jesus is over everything. Like, that was the main thing we went over, and they did a lot. And I just wanted to say thank you again for all the donations to make it possible.
Hi, my name is Delaney. I'm 14 years old. Thank you for those who have been thinking and praying for us when we went to life. It was a great experience and changed my perspective on how Jesus talks to us. All you have to do is listen. One of my favorite things was the worship. It was amazing to see 6,000 people worship with you. And two of my favorite songs there was Gratitude and Where Would I Be Without You. Thank you again.
Hi, I'm Morgan and I'm 14. There are a lot of things that I learned at life, but there are some things that just really stood out to me, so I wanted to tell you about that. First, I have to mention the worship there. The band City Sound, it was amazing, and you could really feel the presence of God in the room. There were people crowd surfing, and everyone was jumping, and it made the whole auditorium shake. The volume of the music was so loud that you couldn't hear the person next to you, which was good for me, because I'm not a good singer. I went to a bunch of seminars, so I wanted to highlight the ones that I really liked. I went to one about hearing and understanding the Holy Spirit. I guess I never really thought about the Holy Spirit like being a person, but it makes sense that it would be because Scripture says that man was created in the image of God. It says in the Bible that the Holy Spirit has a mind and a voice and a will. I thought that was neat. I also didn't think that you could identify who is speaking to you in prayer, like if Jesus was talking or if it was God who was talking to you or if it was the Holy Spirit. God is the part of the Trinity that created everything, while Jesus is the one that's going to marry the church and the one who died. And and the Holy Spirit is the one who lives inside of us. That, like, it really emphasized, like, that part of that. And that was pretty cool. I also went to a seminar that was about the Old Testament versus the New Testament and how the speaker basically explained, like, how a lot of people think about them and how people think that God of the Old Testament is angry and upset all the time, while New Testament Jesus is, like, really peaceful all the time. I also learned that the Old Testament and the New Testament are interconnected, which means that they cannot exist without each other. Like how when Jesus proclaimed on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? In Matthew 27:46, he was quoting David in Psalms 22:1. There's a lot of these kinds of verses in the Bible that show up in like both the Old Version, not the Old Version, the Old Testament and the New Testament, and it just goes to show like how they were intended for each other. I was surprised when I learned that Japan is an unreached country, like mission speaking. If you were to ask a Japanese person who Jesus was, they would typically say something along the lines of, Jesus, he's someone who's important to someone else in a different country. I learned about a man who lived in Japan who was walking home one night from a party. He saw a book on the ground and thought it was a Japanese comic book, but when he picked it up, it was a discarded Bible. He started to read it and he learned about Jesus, which was how he came to know Christ. On the last day, we did a gardening project to help people who didn't have enough money for food so that they can go there and get fresh vegetables. One fun thing I did was go on the obstacle courses. I also got a souvenir from one of the shops, and it's a ring, and it has Philippians 4:13 on it. It says, all things through Christ, my strength. I really appreciate that I got to go to Life Conference. Thank you all for your thoughts and prayers for us throughout the week. I had a lot of fun, and I learned a lot about God. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Christopher, for anyone who doesn't know me, and my favorite thing of Life 2022 was the worship. The music was amazing the whole week, and the service project was amazing as well. It showed me how much problems there are in the world, and how little things can help. And also the missionary experience was amazing. And the best part of it all was the first day with everyone showing up and just the sight of community in the church was prevalent there to me. And I'm not looking forward to Life 22 or Life 2026 food, but am looking forward to the rest of it.
Hello everyone, my name is Aiden. I had a very good time at Life 2022. I enjoyed worshiping and especially my missions experience. The missions journey experience was my favorite, and I even got to go crowd surfing. This experience was very eventful and joyful. Although there was a lot of people, many of them were kind and funny. I made lots of friends, and I think I really connected to God that week. I felt something deep in my heart I've never really felt in my life, and that's all thanks to Jesus. I've never really felt Jesus like other people have felt him until now. We have had seminars, and my favorite seminar is Breathing Through Grief. It was about how you can deal with grief, and it really helped me out. I appreciate everyone who helped us get to that conference, because me and my friends have had a very fun time at Life 2022.
Life 2022 was just an amazing experience. There's a lot I could talk about, like the worship or what I learned about Jesus, but I feel like one of the most important things got highlighted for me was about what the church can be. At Life, we were all plunged to an amazing place of spiritual depth. However, I also wrestled with a lot of doubts. What's special to me, though, is that I wasn't the only one wrestling. So many of the 6,000 other kids were struggling just like me. An image that stood out to me was during this prayer experience where they showed a lot of art. And God spoke through this picture of a candle that had gone out, but it was surrounded by a million other lit candles all reaching forward to light the one again. In my doubt, God gave me the strength to talk about it, and I became vulnerable enough to ask for prayer. And the community I surrounded by was amazing, so I realized how present God was, even when I couldn't see him. And that's what I felt like God was telling me the church was about, being in a family. To not be afraid to ask for help, and also not afraid to give it. To know that everyone struggles, not just you. To realize, through God's kindness, that you are never alone. Thanks so much, Lions family. Bye.
If you didn't guess, that last one was from Journey Zadek. She and her family are out west on vacation, and she mails that in to us so we could have that part of it. So you can see, you can hear the week we had, and that the experience that these guys had were life-changing. Got to tell you, the first night when we went into the first session, I knew that the room would be packed, and we were a little bit late getting into the room, and so we sat in the bleachers, but as we walked into the sanctuary, I literally just turned around and watched them as they were all amazed that 6,000 teenagers were in this auditorium and getting ready to have a wonderful week and a wonderful time of worship. It was just a fantastic time. A couple things that I experienced as a leader, we have kind of a different path and we have different seminars to go to and did a couple of those. And when I go to a seminar in anything like this, I usually get three things out of it. I try to learn something new that I can take with me. I try to grab onto a tool because they always try to share, especially with youth leaders and people that work with teenagers. They want to give us tools to help us in our journey. So I'm always looking for a new tool to share. And then somewhere along the line, they're just going to pick me off. Because they want kids in church. They want them to be a part of a fellowship. But they always talk about, every seminar says, well, the church doesn't do this right, but we want you to do it this way. So it's always an adventure whenever you go to one of those. One that I really enjoyed, though, was a continuing conversation with John Stumbo. He had one of the seminars, and it was more of a survey type thing, just to see how healthy the youth leaders are, what we were facing, things that we're challenged with, and that sort of thing. So it kind of gives the national office an idea of what the youth ministry is going about, because they've lacked a little bit of leadership problems in the youth ministry aspect over the years, and they're making some changes to that, so they wanted that information. And then a seminar that I went to, and this is kind of a common one that youth leaders always seem to end up with, is how do we keep these kids plugged in? How do we keep them in the fellowship of the church? It's always the battle, right? Because Stacy and I talked about that after I got done with it, and I said, well, you've been to life as a student. How many students that you went to life with are plugged into either our church or another church somewhere? And that number usually is pretty low. And so the conversation that we had in the room with all the youth leaders, we were brainstorming ideas of why teenagers, why young adults don't stay in the church. And then we had this whole whiteboard full of stuff. And at the end of it, the brain session, he stopped us and he said, this is really the overwhelming line of it, was simply because they can. And so the thought process that he went through on this was we need to take them from a point of they just simply can to a point of where Peter was when Jesus was talking about to the crowd and he talked to them about, you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood to be a part of me. And the crowd rejected that idea and left. And the disciples were left. And Jesus turned to them and said, are you not leaving as well? And Peter stood up and he says, where do we go? Only you have the words of life. So how do you get a teenager from that aspect of I can leave because it's something I can do to the point of it's important enough to me that I need to stay in the church? And there are lots of different reasons, and they're all hit and miss, and it's an adventure, but three of them really kind of stood out to me. One was, the first one was home life. If you're a parent or a grandparent, and priority of church is important to you, and you are plugged in and involved in a church, and your student is coming with you, your child is coming with you, whether you have to drag them to church or not, they see and they recognize that importance. When I was a kid, we moved around a lot through middle school and high school and elementary school. But wherever we were at, whatever city we were in, we were always plugged into a church because my mom and dad considered that a very important aspect of life. And sure, they had to drag me to church quite often because it wasn't my thing, but that stuck with me. The second aspect of it is that they need a sense of belonging, that relationship. And so many of you that are here tonight are kind of the core members of our church and probably recognize the fact that you should at least know at least a couple of these kids that are up on the stage. You should have a personal relationship with them so that when they come to church or when they come to youth group on Wednesday night, they're expecting to see you. They're expecting a hug. They're expecting to find out how'd your week go. Talk about life together. I know that for both of my daughters, it was a very important aspect to them. You know, when Grace comes home from college, she knows that Miss Jane and Miss Bev are going to be there, and she's going to see them, and she's going to be able to talk with them and share a life with them. And so that sense of community, that sense of belonging goes a long way, I think, in a teenager's perspective of what church is. And then the third aspect is kind of a far out one, but it kind of hit me, the fact that it's something we don't really do usually. And that is, we don't take our children to different churches. Kind of a strange concept, right? We belong to a church, and we want them to be a part of this church, but they need that aspect of another perspective, another congregation, another church. Because unless your name is like Sellers or Barr, and you've been in this church your whole lives, most of you have traveled through your life and gone to several different churches, been part of several different fellowships, and there's importance in that because it helps you to become comfortable walking into somewhere. So when these kids move out of their houses, and yes, you will move out and get out on your own one day, when you do, chances are you're not going to be in Zephyr Hills. There may be a few of you will, but most of you will venture out beyond Pasco County. And so when it comes to a church idea, you have to be brave enough, you have to be able to go into a new building, a new church, and develop fellowship. And if you get a sample of that when you're younger, it kind of helps you along the way. When Sue and I got married, 3 days later we moved 1,500 miles away from our home church, away from our family, and moved down to Florida. My sister did that as well. She moved from Michigan to to North Carolina, but both of us had that aspect of church was important enough to us that we needed to search out and find out a new place of worship and a new family to belong to. Many churches these days, and ours is one of those, puts out a profile now because most people visit a church online before they ever come to the physical building. And so it's very important that our website, our Google site, our live stream reflects what our church is and what it does, so that those that are in our community that are sampling and looking for a church often sample and look online and see what we have, and then eventually they come and visit and we get to meet them face to face. So those three aspects, I think, are just kind of tools that we have to help our children, our teenagers, plug into church and go from I can lead just because I can to where else can I go? You have the words of life. So interesting. A couple of thoughts that hit me throughout the week. One was to pray and ask for nothing. When's the last time you had time with the Lord and you asked for absolutely nothing? Kind of a challenging thought. And then there was a story shared with a preacher who had a tent meeting and was going on for several days. And the lady from the congregation would come up to the front and she'd ask for prayer. She says, I've got all these webs in my life that are dragging me down. Can you pray for me? And so they would gather around her and they would pray that these webs would be dispersed and that they would be cleared up for her. She'd walk away happy. And then the next night she would come back to the front. Can you pray harder this time for these webs to be taken out of my life? They're just driving me crazy. And they prayed for her and prayed for her and prayed for her. The next night she came back. She said, I'm still dealing with these webs. Please pray harder. And the pastor stops and says, we're praying for the wrong thing. We're not going to do that. Kind of shocked the lady. We're not praying for the webs, for them to be removed. We're going to pray for the spider. We're going to pray that the spider is removed from your life. So how many of us deal with webs on a day-to-day basis and not realize that there's a spider that needs to be taken care of so that the webs never come back? Ted, it's all yours.
Did you notice that? I come up here and they all left. I don't know. Was it something I said? I don't know. I did take a shower today. I did use deodorant. Yeah, that's great. Well, Aiden, I'm so thankful that you got to go and be the mosh pit champion, that you didn't lose your phone, that you found it. You know, that's great. Christopher, I'm so thankful that you survived the food, that all of you survived the food. In fact, I heard stories that they were picking on Journey because Journey had brought food for a special diet. And the food was so bad, they were asking her for food. In fact, how bad was it? They didn't have horrible. They didn't have mac and cheese. One night they had a good... They had chicken Alfredo one night, so that worked out.
The chicken was orange.
The chicken was orange. Well, they need help. So we'll send Jeannie or Dawn... Or Miss Sue over there, yeah. Some people help them out with their food, right? That's good. Well, what was the theme? Jesus is greater than everything. Greater than. He's greater than anything. He's greater than everything. And some of us who have walked with the Lord, we can think about Scripture where the Word of God just promotes who Christ is. We know about the I Ams that are listed in the Gospel of John as well, and even in Mark's account, if you go through even the first couple of chapters of Mark, and in chapter 5, we see that really Jesus, you know, he walks, he's able to calm a storm, he's over nature, he's able to deliver a demon-possessed man in Mark chapter 5. We see that he heals a woman, and he also touches Jairus' daughter. And we see that God is with skin on, and his name is Jesus. He's greater than everything and anything. And there was an interesting discussion that took place in the Gospel of John about Jesus. He was talking with the Jews, and they were kind of accusing him of being a Samaritan and have a demon in John chapter 8. And Jesus answered and says, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. That's a great promise right there. So they go on, and the Jews said to him, now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died and the prophets died? Who do you make yourself out to be? And then Jesus answered, if I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father, Abraham, rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? And Jesus said to them, you remember that passage? I don't know if they brought it up that week that you guys were there, but he says this. Jesus said to them, verse 58, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. I am. Now, that word I am, you remember the story in the Old Testament with Moses? Moses comes up to the burning bush, and Moses has that dialogue with God, and he wants to know God's name, and God reveals to him, I am. That's in the Old Testament, just like Morgan said, man, the Old Testament and the New Testament, they kind of work together. I am. Jesus here in the New Testament reveals, I am. He is greater than everything. And this ring, he's greater than the ring that you may hear. So the good news is that Jesus is greater because he is God with skin on. And we can trust him. We can go to him with our problems. We can go to him with our cares. We can go to him with our heartaches and concerns. And we can sit quiet in his presence. And that would be great this week if we practice that and ask him for nothing, but ask him to minister to us and just praise his name and give thanks unto him. And maybe even as we were reminded this morning, we might say, mercy, God, mercy. Mercy upon us all. So praise the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. He is greater. Now, how did those Jews respond when they heard that? What do you think? Survey says, oh man, they just stood up and applauded. Survey says, no, they got down on their knees and bowed. Survey says what? Well, we know. It says there, they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. So, as you made those commitments, you drew closer to the Lord this past week, you know, when you went to life, and summer's great, but as you guys embark now upon your mission field, you know what that is? You're going back to school. That's your mission field. Okay? Stay close to the great I am. Stay close to the great I am. Don't let anyone, ladies, I don't care how cute or handsome the guy is, don't let anyone, guys, I don't care how cute the girl is, don't let anyone move you away from your commitment to Jesus. He's the great I am. And the good news is we all mess up. You know, I like what Journey said, you know, we're there for each other, we're a community, we're all mess ups. But God likes to do miracles with mess ups. And he is in that business of perfecting you to be like him, to be more loving, more kind, more generous, more gracious. Man, that's pretty good. More patient. Wow, that's wonderful. So if Parents, if you're here and your kids wake up one day and they've done their chores without you reminding them, maybe the Lord's working on them. Or if they've cooked you breakfast, maybe that's a good thing. Or maybe you've learned, they've shown forgiveness. They're growing. So praise the Lord. Can I pray for you, young people, tonight? Okay, and we're going to pray for each other. So let's all stand together and pray, and we ask God's blessing upon our youth and what he's doing. Thank you so much for sharing tonight. We appreciate it very much. Let's pray together. Almighty God and Heavenly Father, we are so thankful tonight that we serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today, and he is, hallelujah, the great I am. And so, Lord, there is nothing too difficult for Jesus, nothing too hard, nothing that he doesn't understand what we're going through. And we can just lay our burdens at his feet because he cares for us. And we thank you. Praise you. Lord, I thank you for these young people that went to life. I thank you for the sponsors that went to life. I thank you, Lord, for all the youth of the CNMA that went to life. I thank you for the decisions that were made there, the encounters that these youth had with the Holy Spirit, how they were drawn closer to Christ. I thank you for the call of ministry that were placed on some. I thank you for the call of new life in Jesus, salvation, that he is my Savior. I received him into my life. I thank you for that. And Lord, I pray that you will bless these commitments, that you will allow these young people to grow in the grace and knowledge of you, Lord, of your word, that they will love you more, that even when they face difficult times, Father, that you will remind them of your presence, that you're with them always. Jesus said, I am with you. And so, Lord, I pray that you will just make that clear in their hearts. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We pray that you'll continue to do that good work in us, that we may glorify you, and that others who look at us will see that Jesus truly is greater than everything. This we pray and we thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Amen.